All right. So tonight is Daf Ayin Tet. Let me just I neglected to mention on Shabbat that Shabbos's Daf had been sponsored by Robert and Debbie Wellner in memory of Risa Doyle, Razel Perel Bat Eliyahu Zichrona Livracha. So I want to mention that. And then tonight's Daf is sponsored by Gavriel Aronoff on the occasional yahrzeit of his father-in-law, Eliyahu ben David, zechrono livracha. All right, so let me go. All right, we're on the. Let me go to the Mishnah from yesterday's daf, and then we'll do today's daf. Okay, so let me go on Ayin Chenwin Beis, 78b, 8 lines from the top. I want to go over the Mishnah there, and then we'll do today's daf. Okay, so just let's refresh our recollection a little bit of on Shabbos's daf. We learned the machloket between Rabbi Yeshua and Reb Lezer. So Rabbi Yeshua's line is imein dam ein basar ein dam, that if I don't have blood that's ra'ui to be sprinkled on the mizbeach, then I can't go forward with eating the meat. And if I don't have meat that's ra'ui to be eaten, I can't go forward with zrikas dam, which is really saying it's like a sandwich. But in other words, you need the dam and you need the meat. Okay, and then when we talk about meat, it's keep in mind there's achilas mizbeach and achilas adam. There's two forms of meat, and we'll go forward with that today. But the Tana Reb Lezer says that dam afal pishein basar, that if you have the dam, even if no meat, you're good to go forward. So if you look again in the Mishnah on Ayin Chevron Beis 78b, the Mishnah 8 lines from the top. So manitin nitma basar. Talking about the Korban Pesach here. Nitma basar b'chelav kayam eno zoreket adam. This is a somewhat of a chiddush. It's teaching me that it's even for Reb Lezer. Normally Reb Lezer says if I have the blood, if the blood is ra'ui to be sprinkled on the mizbeach, I'm going to go forward with it. But here by the Korban Pesach he says that ma basar, in other words, if the meat that would be part of dinner, part of the Korban Pesach, if that becomes tame, i.e. I cannot eat it, he says v'chelav kayam, even though the chelav is kayam, chelav always refers to the fat that's burned on the mizbeach, and by extension, any of the parts that's burnt on the mizbeach, eino zareket adam. So, notwithstanding the fact, even according to Tana Reb Lezer, who normally holds that dam is sufficient, but here even he agrees. By the Korban Pesach, I have to have the meat that I'm going to eat. In other words, the key of the Korban Pesach, as we've seen before, is it has to be ra'ui la'achila. And that we saw also with the Korban Pesach, if you shechta for people who can't eat it, they're going down the tubes. This is nitma ha'chelev ha'basar kayam. If the chelev is tameh, it means the part that goes on the mizbeach, and the basar is kayam, but the basar is in good shape, he says zoreket adam. Then a person could do zrika. He says then the key being by the Korban Pesach that the basar is essential for the korban. In other words, the people have to eat to be able to eat the basar. Uva mukdashim is all the rest are residue and remainder. All the other korbanot, eino chen. It's not that way. Ela afal pishin ba basar ba chelav kayam. Even though the basar is tamei, but the chelav is around. In other words, as long as the part that's in other words, you have achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. So as long as you have and one of the you have achilas mizbeach. Within Rabbi Yoshua, Zoreket Adam. Okay? So the key we saw in the Mishnah is by the Korban Pesach, you definitely have to be able to eat the meat. But by the other korbanot, even according to Rabbi Yoshua, you don't necessarily have to eat the meat. You just have to have some basar. It could be the basar that's burnt on the Mizbeach is good. And then you're good to go. Okay, who's the questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did on the Mishnah so far? Okay, let me go with today's daf. Ayin Tetam and Aleph, 79a. Again, 8 lines from the top. Okay, so we said by other korbanot, we're not so concerned by other korbanot that the meat has to be ruined to be eaten. If it's tamei or something like that, I could still go forward and do zrika. It says manitin mani. So according to whom does our Mishnah go, Rabbi Yoshua? Our Mishnah is in accord with the Tana Rabbi Yoshua, who I mentioned a moment ago. Somebody's interrupting. Please just wait. I'll pause periodically. Okay, we're in Ayin Tet Amud Aleph. I intend an olive for 10 lines from the top, okay? I'll pause in 10 lines, okay? So the Gemara says, Manitin Mani, Rabbi Yoshuahi. According to whom does our Mishnah go? Our Mishnah is like the Tana Rabbi Yoshua. The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Yoshua Omer, the Tana Rabbi Yoshua says, Kol hazvachim shebetorah, all the korbanot that are in the Torah, sheshtayer mehen kizayit basar or kizayit chilev zoreket adam. In other words, according to the Tana Rabbi Yoshua, I need, again, you have achilat adam and achilat mizbeach. Achilat adam is that which the people eat, and then achilat mizbeach is that which the mizbeach consumes. So I need achilas basar, but I need one or the other. In other words, you have the zrika, you have the blood that you're going to sprinkle on the mizbeach, and then you have shirayim, all the other meat that becomes permissible. So the so as long as I have a kizayis, kizayis is the mimshir for achila. So as long as I have kizayis of one of them, I'm in good shape in terms of the meat part of the equation. So he says, again, repeating, near the Aleph, kol hazvachim shebetorah sheshtayim ein kizayit basar o kizayit chelev. If I have a kizayit basar, it means kizayit basar exists or it's tahor, but if kizayit basar, I'm in good shape. Excuse me, o kizayit chelev, or if kizayit chelev means kizayit of that which is going to be burnt on the mizbeach. That's achilas mizbeach, zoreket adam. I can go ahead and do zrika with it, but kechatzi by zayit basar, kechatzi zayit chelev. If I have half a zayit basar and half a zayit chelev, so I don't have achilas adam. I don't. In other words, less than a zayit is not called achila. So if I have less than a zayit of basar that the people can eat, and less than a zayit of basar chelev that the mizbeach will eat, I have half and half. Ein zoreket adam. Uva ola, if it's a korban ola where everything is burnt on the mizbeach and people don't eat anything, afilu kachasi bayit basar kachasi zayit chelav zoreket adam, then I can have half and half because the Tana of the Brisa says when they shakula kalil, it's all burnt up. And then the next line we don't understand and we must be patient. The Brisa says uva mincha afapi shakula kayemet lo yizrok. By a mincha is normally a meal offering. Even though I have the whole meal offering, I can't, you know, sprinkled blood on the mizbeach. So the Gemara immediately asks, "Mincha mayavidita? What do you mean? What if you have a zrika stam with a mincha? Mincha is just meal offering. There's no blood with the mincha. So Amara Papa Minchat Nesachim. So Papa says the Tano is referring to Minchat Nesachim, meaning that korbanot, an ola and a shlamim, you have a mincha that comes along with it, and then you have Nesachim, a wine libation that comes with it. So you have a mincha component and a wine libation component that comes with it. So Salkadait Chamin, I would have thought, came into Atim Mikoach Zevach, since these items come on account of the korban, Kegufa de Zevach Dami. So I would have thought, if I have Nesachim, you know, I'm in good shape. You know, if I have the mincha that's brought along with it, I'm in good shape. So he says, Kamashmalan. So the Tana teaches me, no, that I have to have the meat. Okay, let's just summarize what we did for a moment, and let me get some questions. I think Odeid had a question before. So according to the Tana, Rabbi Yeshua, it's like a sandwich, lahav deal. In other words, I need to have the dam, and I need to have the basar. And the basar is achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. One of those two components has to be in good shape, and then I have to have the zrika's dam. I need both components for the korban to do the zrika, to go forward. I need the basar and I need the blood, both to be in good shape. And then we said, I need a whole kizayis of basar. So it's either a whole kizayis of that which is burnt on the mizbeach, or a whole kizayis of that which is eaten by people. But I have half kizayis and half kizayis, that doesn't cut it. And then I can't go forward with the zrika. And then the Tana of the Braisa says, by a mincha, he said, we said, even though it's all kayam, you shouldn't do zrika. So mincha, what do you have zrika with? So the Gemara still explains, mincha nesachim, that with different korbanot, there's a mincha component and a nesachim component that come with it. It's called mincha nesachim. So even though I have those elements and they're around, nevertheless, it does that, but I don't have no meat. So that's unhelped me with the zrika. Okay, Ode, do you want to ask a question before?
No, what I said is just that we end up yesterday with a Libra coin a little bit earlier, but I will make the gap.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Don't worry. Okay. Because it makes sense to start the
shape. Okay. Let me go further. And again, I mentioned before Gabriel that you would sponsor today's daf in memory of your father-in-law and in memory of Gina's father, and that was his yahrzeit for Eliyahu ben David zechron lebracha. All right. Let me go further. All right. So the Gemara says. All right. Let me see here. Okay, so I'm four lines above where it gets wide on Ayin Ted Amud Aleph, 79a, four lines above where it gets wide. Okay, so the Gemara says, Chelev Menalan. So where do we know Excuse me. So where do we know that if the chaylev is around, chaylev is like a, the chaylev is are the fats of the korban, but it's not just the chaylev. It's like with the korban pesach, you have the kliot, the kidneys, and you have your teret kaveh. There are other parts, but it's all included. We'll see in a minute with chaylev. So the Gemara says, back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, chaylev menalan. Where do I know that I have to have the chaylev around in order to do zrikas dam? So, or if the chaylev is around, I could do zrikas dam, I should say. So, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of the Tana. Rabbi Yochanan is an Amora, Rabbi Shmuel is a Tana. Yochanan is Mesora from Rabbi Shmuel. Umatuba Mishum Rabbi Shu ben Hanania. And others are inclined to say that he said in the name of Rabbi Shu ben Hanania. Rabbi Shu ben Hanania is the famous Rabbi Yeshu that we have all over. So he says, the Amar Kra, Victira Chaylev the Reach Nichoach La Hashem. So again, the Gemara quotes the end of the Pasuk, but you really need the beginning of the Pasuk. Or you need both, I should say. Rashi upset a little bit. It says, "Vizarak hakoin and adam." I think Amos Bach Hashem. He says, "Viktir chelav l'reich nichoch l'Hashem." In other words, you do zrika and you'll offer the chelav. That's what the pasuk says. You do zrika, you'll sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, and you'll offer the chelav, the fats on the mizbeach. There's a sweet aroma to Hashem. It says chelav afal pisha in basar. So the implication is that I could do the zrika. As long as I have the chaylev, even though the basar is either not around or is tamei, it's out of the equation. In other words, from that pasuk, it sounds like lav dafka achilas adam, but even achilas mizbeach is enough to justify going forward with the zrika. Then the first wide line, ashkan chaylev yoter hakaved shtei klayot menalan. So we see the chaylev. Where do I know the yoter hakaved? Yoter hakaved, here the article translated as the diaphragm, but I've seen it elsewhere, a different shot is like a lobe of the liver, whatever it is, it's a part of the animal that's burnt on the mizbeach, and shtei kliot of the two kidneys that we know. He says, Menalan, where do we know that those also, if they're burnt, so then I can go forward and do zrika? Says, Hecha imrinan. So the Gemara says, Hecha imrinan zarkinan. So the Gemara says, first of all, how do you know that there would be enough? In other words, you assume that if you have the kaveh and the shtei kliot, then you can go forward with zrika. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, Midikatani v'mincha afapi shekula kayemet lo yizrok. Because the Bryce that we quoted a little bit earlier said, by a mincha, even though kula kayemet, even though it's all around, we said, we're talking minchat nesachim, you have the mincha and the wine libation, even though that's around, that doesn't let me do the zrika. He says, lo yizrok, mincha hu, delo. He says, so the implication is the mincha isn't enough to do it. But he says, aval, yoter hakaved shtei kliot shapir dami. But if you would have the yoter hakaved shtei kliot, would work. In other words, the only thing that doesn't work that's connected with the korban is the mincha nesachim. That doesn't do it with the zrika. Anything else would. So anything else would is the yoter hakaved shtei kliot. Where do we know that from? An alan? So the third white line, Rabbi Yochanan didei amar, amar kro, l'reach nichoach. So the pasuk says, the same pasuk we just quoted, you know, five lines earlier, l'reach nichoach l'Hashem. You'll offer the chelav, he the kohen will offer the chelav, the fats, l'reach nichoach, for a sweet aroma to Hashem. Kol shtamale l'reach nichoach. Anything that's being burnt, l'reach nichoach. So that includes the shtei kliot and the yoterda kaved. So v'itzriach l'mitav chelav, v'itzriach l'mitav reach nichoach. So we have the pasuk again. The pasuk says he'll offer the chelav l'reach nichoach. He, the kohen, actually the kohen will do zrika. Beginning of the pasuk says he'll do the zrika and he'll offer the chelav l'reach nichoach. So chaylev is pshuto kamashmo, is the chaylev, and l'reach nichoach is a code for anything that's offered l'reach nichoach, and that includes the yoter hakaved and the shtei kliot. So now the Gemara says v'itzriach l'michtav reach nichoach. So the Torah had to write reach nichoach. Dikatav rachman chaylev. If the Torah would only write chaylev, havamina chaylev in yoter hakaved or shtei kliot lo. In other words, I have two terms here that refer to, you know, things that are burnt on the Zbeah, Chelev and the Reach Nichoach. So if the Torah only wrote Chelev, that the Kohen will offer the Chelev, I'd say Dafka Chelev, not the Yoteret HaKaved, not the Shtei Kliot. He says, Katav Rachmana L'Reach Nichoach. V'ikatav Rachmana L'Reach Nichoach. And if the Torah would only say L'Reach Nichoach and not Chelev, Havamina Kol Ha'olin L'Reach Nichoach, V'afilu Mincha. I would say anything that goes for Reich Nichoach, even the Minchat Nesachim, is enough to justify the Zrikas Dam. Katav Kamana Chelev. So the Torah writes Chelev. Okay, let's just summarize again what we did, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so the basic idea is working within the sheet of the Tana Rabbi Yeshua. The Tana Rabbi Yeshua says, Imein Dam. In basar, in dam. I need both elements to make a korban go. I have to have zrumus's go. It means they both have to be tohorim. They're both around. Then I can go forward. But it comes out if there's no dam. If the dam isn't ready to go, the basar, I can't eat the basar. That's the history. And if the basar is not ready to go, then the dam can't be sprinkled on the mizbeach. But we learned that. With the basar, there's two components. There's achilat adam and achilat mizbeach. So according to the Tana Rabbi Yeshua, by most korbanot, not the korban pesach, but by most korbanot, if I have either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, that which the person eats or that which the mizbeach consumes, a kezias of either one, then I'm in good shape, then I'm good to go. And then with the, if I have the parts that are burnt on the Mizbeach, I'm also good to go. So the parts that are burnt on the Mizbeach includes the chelev, the fats, and the yoterat kaved, either the diaphragm or the lobe of the liver, and the shtei klayot, the two kidneys. So the Gemara says, how do you know that the chelev and the shtei klayot would be enough? Now, with the other parts, the basar that's eaten, so we had that already on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, right? It said, it says Vasita Olotecha Basar Vahadam, right? He says, so you make your olot, the basar and the dam. So that we take it was that's flesh that's eaten. So how do I know here how do I know this didn't by the chelev and the shtei klayot? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, V'tirach, it says Vzarak HaKohen, what's the beginning of the Pasuk? It says Vzarak HaKohen Adam, I think Amazbach Hashem. Then it says V'tirach Chelav L'Reach Nichoach L'Hashem. The Kohen will do Zrika and then offer the Chelav L'Reach Nichoach for Hashem. So the Zrika is linked to the Chelav. So the Chelav is Chelav that I have, and L'Reach Nichoach includes the Shtei, anything that's offered L'Reach Nichoach, or we mean the Shtei Klayot, and the Oterat HaKaved. So either one of those, I'm in good shape. And the Gemara says, well, why do I need both terms? So the Gemara says, if I only had Chelev, I wouldn't know Oterat HaKaved and Shtei Klayot. If I only had the Reach Nichoach, I would think anything for Reach Nichoach, even the Minchat Nesachim would be enough, and the Minchat Nesachim are not good enough. In other words, if a person, only he's got the Mincha offering and the wine libation, and then he's got the Dam, that's not enough to make a Shidduch, to make it go forward. Okay, who's your question?
I have a question. What is a Kezias with the Dam? What is that?
No. Again, we said that in order to go forward with the Dam, you have a Korban, you have a sacrifice. So when the Kohen shechs the animal, wherever shechs the animal, the Kohen has to do Kabbalah's Adam. He receives the Dam in a Kli Sharet, and the Dam is applied to the Mizbeach.
Right.
Then there's also a meat component. There are certain parts that are burnt on the Mizbeach and certain parts that are eaten by the owners. Okay, you got that. So the Tana Rabbi Yeshua says you need both components. If I don't have Kezias of the meat, I can't go forward with the dam. So with the meat, there's two components. There's achilas adam and achilas mizbeach, that which people eat and that which the mizbeach consumes. So if I have a kezias of either one, I can go forward with the zrikas adam.
I understand.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. Let's keep moving. All right. So everybody, Ruth, you got to mute yourself. Please remember to mute yourself. Okay. So the... So on the we're around the fifth very wide line on Ayin Ted Amud Aleph. Okay, Manitin. Okay, now we're back to the idea of the Korban Pesach that can be brought in the state of Tumah. So the Korban Pesach unusual, the Torah teaches me a din, where we learned earlier in the Masechta, that if most of Klal Yisrael is in a state of Tumah, they can offer the Korban Pesach in a state of Tumah. It means that people who are Tamei, you know, and Tamei Mate will be entering the Beis HaMikdash that normally is a Chiv Karet, but they'll enter and they'll be able to eat the Korban in the state of Tumah, and that's also normally a big Aveira as well, but we'll be able to go forward and do that. So let's see the Mishnah. So Manitin, Nitma Kahal Orubo, if the Kahal of the whole congregation is Tamei, talking about Tamei means Tamei Mate, not the other forms of Tumah, not Saraz, not Ziva, Tamei Mate. If most of the Kahal is Tamei, or the all or most, Oshiu konim tmeim, or the konim tmeim. Let's say everybody's tahor, but the konim are tmeim. V'kahal tohorim yasu betuma. They'll all make the korban pesach in a state of tuma. Means even the tohorim people, they'll go. Everybody will do it together in a state of tuma. He says nitma mir hakahal. But if only a minority of the kahal is tamei, he says hatohorim osin in a rishon. The people who are tahor will do pesach rishon. Vatamei osin a sheni. People who are tamei will do pesach sheni. Okay. Any questions on the Mishnah so far? Very good. Okay, let's go further. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Haresha Yisrael Temeim, if the Jewish people were Temeim, the Konim Klei Sharei Tohorim, but the Konim and the Klei Sharei are Tohorim, but the people are Tamei. He says, Osha Yisrael Tohorim, the Konim Klei Sharei Temeim, or in other words, the Klai Yisrael is Tahor, but the Konim and the Klei Sharet are Tmeim. We say the Klei Sharet, we mean like the knives used to shech the Korban, that's a Klei Sharet, but it's Tameh, and again, it means it came into contact with a dead person, or he says, or and you have the Mizrakim, the bowls that are used for Kabbalah Saddam, that could be Tameh, those are Tameh. But feel Yisrael, the Konim Tohorim, even if the people are all Tahor, the Konim and Tohorim, and the Israel is Tohorim, who Klei Sharei Tameim. The Klei Sharei Tameim, Ya'asu Betuma. They should do the Korban Pesach in a state of Tuma. Obviously, the Klei Sharei is a Tamei, so the people are going to end up becoming Tamei. She'ain Korban Sibur Chaluk. The Korban Sibur is not Chaluk. And it was once we said that we're going forward in a state of Tuma, so even the Tahor people are going to go forward and bring their Korban out there in the Azar, the Beis HaMikdash, together with all the Tmeim. So Amrav Chista, Lo Shanu Lo Shenitma Hasakin B'Tmeimei. So when we said about the Klei Sharet being Tamei, Rav Chista qualifies that. He says it's talking about that the sakin, the knife that you're going to shech the animal with, and again, there are many knives that were used to shech the animals, that it became tamei through tmeimet, and through a cadaver, through a contact with a dead person. The Rachman Amar Bachal Cherev. So the Pasuk and Chumash, we're going to hear this in a few weeks on Parshas Para. Boy, the time goes quickly. In other words, but right before Pesach, we have Parshas Para, where we read in the beginning of Parshas Chukat. So it talks about chal cherev, that means like the person who was felled by a sword. In other words, the person died at the hands of a sword. But chazal v'drasha, cherev harayku chalal, that the sword is like the chalal. In other words, the Torah could have just said, you came to contact with a chalal, like a dead body. What's chal cherev? The person died by a sword. So chazal v'drasha, cherev harayku chalal, that the sword, any metal keli that touches the dead body, is like the dead body, meaning that normally it goes down a notch. Normally you have the mace is avia vosa tuma, but normally with tuma, you go down a notch. But the cherev, that becomes like a mace. The cherev is now like an avatuma, even though it touched the mace, it's an avatuma. He says, "Bekamatami legavra." In other words, so the person who touches that sword, or that keli, in this case it's the shechita knife, he becomes tamei. He's like he touched the dead body. He becomes tamei. He says, "Demei kara kimitaved betumen aguf dekara kimitaved." So that the korban pesach is being done, the person is shechting the animal with that tamei sakin. He becomes tamei. It's like he touched the dead body, and he becomes tamei. And he's Tamei, and he's in the Beis HaMikdash. He would normally be Chayav Kare just for being in the Beis HaMikdash that way. Aval Nitmas, so that's what the case is, that if the Klei Sharet and Tamei, you have a green light to go forward, and you're going to go forward even though you're in a state of Tuma. Aval Nitmas Sakin Mituma Sheretz, but if the Sakin became Tamei as a result of coming into contact with a dead Sheretz is an Abatuma, Sakin goes down a notch, becomes a Rishon Latuma. The Basar who Dimitamile, so that's only going to make the Basar Tamei, because the Basar can become a Sheni Latuma. This is Lagavra Lumitamile, it's not going to be Tamei the person. Tohorin Avid, Tmein Lo Avid. Under those circumstances, there's no heter to do the Korban Pesach in a state of Tuma. We're not going to permit people who are Tmei Meitim to go make the Korban Pesach in those circumstances. If you have the Tmei Sheretz, then we're going to limit it. We're going to keep it down, tamp it down. He says, so the Torah will make the Korban Pesach. Tzmei won't do it. Why? Mutav yechel betumat basar balav. It's more preferable that those people who are tohorim, so they'll be eating tamei meat, which is and that's a lav. In other words, I can't eat kachim that became tame. That's a lav. Be al yochal basar betumah aguf shubakarit. We don't, not going to let you people who are chayiv karet eat the basar. He says al maksavar of chista tumah dechuyeh hibat zibur. Bechinam Rabbi Yischa tumah dechuyeh hibat zibur. So here he's teaching me that we said again that if most of the zibur tamei meitim, we're going to go forward and we're going to do the Korban Pesach in a state of Tumah. If most of the people are Tahorim, but the Kohanim are Tumahim, then we're going to do it in a state of Tumah. If the people are Tahorim and the Kohanim are Tahorim, but the Klei Sharet are Tumahim, so if the Klei Sharet are Tumahim, they're going to make anybody who comes into contact with the Klei Sharet Tameh, and we're still going to go forward and do it in a state of Tumah. But if the Klei Sharet became Tameh from a Sheretz, then we're not going to say that the doors for Tumah are opened up. We're gonna just like limit it. It's sort of like a little bit like Lahavdil with this COVID. Like, you know, you're covering yourself with a mask. You're trying to limit transmission, things like that. So we're gonna try to tamp it down to the minimum that we have to do. So we're only gonna let the Torim do the Korban Pesach. Nobody's gonna become Tame from cutting contact with a knife that touched a dead sheretz. But they will end up eating meat that's Tame, but that's a lav. So we're gonna do that lav rather than permit a person who would be Tamei Mate to enter the Beis HaMikdash, which would be a Chiv Karet. He says, and let me do a few more lines. For Rava Amar, now the idea with Tamei Sheretz, so he had in the blurb, it's a little bit machlok at Rishonim, but again, the heter to do the Korban Pesach in a state of Tuma is only for Tamei Mate. But it seems like from the Gemara, simple reading of the Gemara, that Tamei Sheretz also comes under that. Because Tamei Mate is somebody who transmits Tuma to one person, but it comes from the mace. It comes from contact with the mace. The other types of tumor, like tsaras and zava and ziva, come from the person themselves. In other words, the live person is the source of tumor. So anyway, so the heter is only for tamei mate, but the dead sherets, they seem like that's an extension of it. Varava amar, now the different opinion, afilu tamei nami avdi. According to Rava, even tameim, meaning if all I have are these clay sharet, and they became tamei from a dead sherets, we're going to like open the doors, figuratively, the Beis HaMikdash, and say everybody, even Tameim, people Tameim mate, get to come in and bring the Korban Pesach. My taima, dechtiv abasar shigabachol Tameim lo yachel ba'ishi saref, that the basar that touched any Tameim shouldn't be eaten, should be burnt. But basar kotokayu basar, every Tao person should eat basar. Kulhechad lo karinam bay, ba'basar shigabachol Tameim lo yachel, whenever we don't apply the first term that any tamei meat shouldn't be eaten. Lo karina beva basar kol tahar yochal basar. So we're not going to give application to the rule that only tahor people eat the basar. Kol heichad karina beva basar sheyigab kol tamei lo yechel. Whenever we say that that the meat won't be eaten at all, if it becomes tamei, karina beva basar kol tahar yochal basar. Then we'll say only tahor meat gets the basar. So with this tamei sheretz is a machloket. So if I have tamei sheretz, so in other words, the kalim from the Beis HaMikdash are, you know, all tamei sheretz, so then we have a difference of opinion. So according to the first opinion, only Tahorim are going to be able to make the Korban Pesach that year. In Achinami, they'll have to use those kalim that became tamei sheretz, but it won't impact the people because it won't transmit tumah to the people, but it will transmit tumah to the meat. So that normally would preclude eating it, but it's more preferable that the people will violate what would otherwise be a lav by eating the meat. And we're not going to permit like the people who would normally be chayv kare to enter the Beis HaMikdash. And that's because we assume tumah dechuy betzibur. Tumah dechuy betzibur means we're going to limit it just to the minimum that we're going to do. But another pin, Rava holds, no. Even if the thing is tamei sheretz, even if the knives are tamei sheretz, then that's it. So once the meat is tamei, then we're letting everybody come to the Beis HaMikdash, even the people who are tamei meitim, and we're going forward, and we have a green light to do it, Batuma. Okay, so, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Anybody? All right, I'm going to go on. All right, let's take a look. All right, we're five lines from the bottom on Ayin Ted Amud Aleph. Okay. All right. Itmar, Harisha Yusro Mechsa Torim Mechsa Tameim. Now, we said already in the Mishnah that if most of Klal, if all of Klal Yisrael is Tame, or most of Klal Yisrael is Tame, it means Tamei Meitim, we get to do Korban Pesach in a state of Tumah. That's what we said. And you get to eat the Korban Pesach in a state of Tumah as well. So, but here the we're taking up the issue. What if it's 50-50? Imagine, like, let's say all of Klal Yisrael would be 100 people. 50 people are Tame, 50 people are Tahorim. So where do we go with that? So Itmar, Resha Yisrael Mechsa Torah Mechsa Tmein, Rav Amar, Mechsa Mechsa Kerov. Rav says that Mechsa, each Mechsa is considered to be a Rove, which is difficult to understand. Rav Kahana Amar, Mechsa Mechsa Eino Kerov. He says, no, not a Rove. So Rav Amar, Mechsa Mechsa Kerov, that each half is a Rove, Halalu Osin La'atzmo, Halalu Osin La'atzman. So here, it's an example of the Korban Pesach going forward in the state of Tuma, but a sort of an unusual case. In other words, typically you go forward and say to Tumah, everybody does the Korban Pesach together. Here it's saying you go forward and say to Tumah, but the people who are Tahorim, they'll have one session, and the people who are Tameim, they'll have another session. Everybody's going to do like their separate, like separate Minyanim, separate Korbanot Pesach. Now we have the Tahor session, now we have the Tamei session. He says, but everybody's going to do the Pesach Rishon. He says, because they're each a Rove. According to Rav, I have Rove Tzibur is Tahor and Rove Tzibur is Tameh. So each Tzibur is going to do it. But Rav Kahana Amar, Mechsa Mechsa Enoch Rove, he's not a Rove. Torin Osin and a Rishon. Torim are going to go forward. Nobody's a Rove. But Torim are going to do with Korban Pesach Rishon because Tahorim are never pushed over to Pesach Sheni. Even if the majority would be Tamei, the Tahorim would make the Korban Pesach together with them. So the Tahorim are going to do Pesach. The Tahorim, if most of the people are Tahor, they make it Pesach Rishon. Most people are Tamei, they make it Pesach Rishon if you're Tahor. So the Tahorim, even though they constitute a Miyat, they'll make the Korban Pesach Rishon. He says, Utamein Osin Hashen, and the Tameim will have to do it at Pesach Sheni. They're not a Rove, they'll do Pesach Sheni. Now, Ikita Amri, others say, I'm a Rav Kahana, different version of Rav Kahana. Mechsal Mechsa Enu Krov, when it's 50-50, neither part is considered to be the Rov. Tahorin Rov Sen Rishon. Tahorim do the Rishon like we said a moment ago. Turn page on the top line on 9 Tamar Beis. Utameim Enu Sin Loed Rishon Veloed Hasheni. Tameim, a court between a rock and a hard place. They can't do the Pesach Rishon, and they can't do the Pesach Sheni. He says, "Barishon lo avdi lo habaruba." They can't do Pesach Rishon because Tameim can only do Pesach Rishon if they're a rove. They're not a rove. And then he says, "Besheni lo avdi lo havu miyuta," and they can only do the Pesach Sheni if they're the miyut. But there, they might not be the miyut. They, in other words, they're not the miyut because. He says, "Mechsa Mechsa Eino Kerov." It's neither one is a rove, but neither one is a miyad either. That's what's coming out. So only the miyad can do Pesach Sheni, and here they can't do Pesach Sheni. All right. Let me pause for a second, and let's just review what we did and see if we have any questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. So the idea is Chazal teach us that it says "Ish Ish Kia Tamei LaNefesh." It says in Parshas Balotcha, if a person's Tamei made, he'll make it on Pesach Sheni. If he's Tamei in Pesach Rishon, he'll hopefully be in the state of Tara. Pesach Sheni, he'll make it in Pesach Sheni. So which Chazal teaches that only Yechidim who are Tamei get pushed over to Pesach Sheni. But the whole Tzibur would not be pushed over to Pesach Sheni. The whole Tzibur would make it in Pesach Rishon. So if I have the whole Tzibur or the majority of the Tzibur is Tameim, they'll make the Korban Pesach in a state of Tumah. And when they make the Korban Pesach, the Tahorim and the Tameim, everybody will join together and they'll do the Pesach together. That's a simple halacha. So the Gemara takes up the issue, what if it's exactly 50-50? Let's assume there are only 100 Jews in the whole world. I have 50 who are Tahorim, 50 are Tameim. So where do they stand with this whole thing? So Rav says, each one is considered to be a Rove. So according to Rav, they're each a Rove. So they'll each do Pesach Rishon, but with a qualification. Instead of doing it all together, the Torah will do their Pesach, and the Tameim will do their Pesach, and never the twain shall meet. That's the way Rav says it. Okay, that's the Rav's halacha. Then Rav Kahana says, neither one is considered to be a Rove. So since neither one's considered to be a Rove, we have two versions of Rav Kahana, so the Tahorim will do Pesach Rishon, because even if they're not a Rove, they would always do Pesach Rishon. That's what I was saying before. Tahorim are never pushed over to Pesach Sheni. And the Tameim will do it on Pesach Sheni because they're not a Rove. They'll do a Pesach Sheni. The second version of Rav Kahana is Tahorim do it on Pesach Rishon, but the Tameim can't do Pesach Rishon because they're not a Rove. And they can't do Pesach Sheni because they're not a miyud either. They're caught between a rock and a hard place. You have to be a miyud to do Pesach Sheni. They're not a miyud. Okay, who's the questions, comments, thoughts on anything I just did?
When it's 50-50 exactly, why don't we just mitame one other person, then you have majority of tame, and then everyone could do it mitame.
Yeah.
It's not good to be mitame somebody.
Yeah. It's horrible, but I don't think
you have everyone bringing the korban pesach.
I'm with Fern on this. I don't think it's appropriate to be mitame somebody to set them up for a situation where they're going to, you know, enter the base of Mikdash in a state of Tuma and things like that. That's what I would think. But it's an interesting ha'ara. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts?
Yeah, I did. Why, if there's Rov Am Hadrat Melech in, I think it's the first Lashon of Rav, who is it, Rav Kahana?
We had Rav, and then we had two Lashonos in Rav Kahana.
Right. Okay. The first Lashon of Rav Kahana.
He says neither one is a rove. Neither one is a rove.
But you want to have more people participating.
No. Before we talk about more people participating, we have to figure out what the halacha is. Before we even get to rove and more people participating, what is the halacha? So the halacha, the way Rav Kahana takes it, since neither one is a rove in the first version of Rav Kahana, the second version of Rav Kahana.
First.
So the first
Will
version of Rav Kahana,
ones?
He says, right. So he says that they'll each... No. The Rav is the one who says they each have their own separate. You're
mixing them up.
Yeah, you're right. Rav is the one who says that they're both a rove, but they're going to be separate.
Right. Okay. So, in other words,
they're exactly 50-50. So if they would really be like an absolute majority, so then if the Tmeim people would be an absolute majority, then we'll say that the Korban can't be Chaluk. But since they're each a rove, so Tahorim do their Korban Pesach and Tmeim do their Korban Pesach. That's the way Rav holds. You want to say what? That they should all be?
Do you need a minimum number of people to do a Korban Pesach generally? Do you need a minion?
I don't know. I don't know a minimum number. I don't know a minimum number to. I'm not aware of a minimum number to do the Korban Pesach.
Just a curiosity.
He talks about one.
The Gemara had a thing about Shachatu to call Kahal Adat Yisrael Ben Harbayim. You need Kahal Ada and Yisrael at like three shifts. But I don't know about a minimum amount for Korban Pesach. All right, let me see further.
I'm thinking now that this year I'll commemorate Pesach Sheni for the first time in Yudale Diyar because I never understood it. But now I understand. So you're actually supposed to commemorate it, no?
It's interesting, you know, like the Rav Salvechik, the Rav Shechter writes in one of his farm, I think in the Haggadah, like there's different minhagim with Pesach Sheni. Among Chassidim, they in particular, the real Ashkenazi minhag is to say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni, and I think Sfardim don't say Tachanun, but now it's sort of like spread out that even Ashkenazim don't say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. But Chassidim have
you eat matzah or something?
But Chassidim have a minhag to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. So but the Rav had a piece. He said that. I think he said it didn't make sense. In other words, like we're all Tameim. So Lu Yetzur, the base of Mitzvah, would be standing now. We would all bring on Pesach Rishon. We wouldn't be on Pesach Sheni, right? So Pesach Sheni is only when everybody's Tahor and you're a Tameh, but now we're all Tameim. All right. Anyway, and that lends like further credence to the idea of the original Ashkenazi Minag, not, you know, to say Tachron on Pesach Sheni. All right. Let me go further. On the third line from the top on Ayin Ten would be. Is everybody with me? Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question against Rav. Again, so we had three opinions about when is 50-50. So the rest of the daf is 50-50 split, or most of the daf. And according to Rav, so they're both going to go forward on Pesach Rishon, but in separate groups. Okay. So Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Nitma Kahal, this is our Mishnah, Nitma Kahal, Orubo, if the whole Kahal is Tameh, or most of it is Tameh, Oshu Kodim Tameh, V'Akal Tohorim, Ya'aseh Betuma. So you do it in a state of Tuma. If most are Tameh, you'll do it in a state of Tuma. So from there, the Gemara deduces, Rubuhu Da'avdi Betuma. If it's a majority, that's, you got to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rubo, you go forward. He says, Aval Palgu Palga, lo avdi berishon. The implication of the Mishnah is if it's a 50-50 split, you don't do it. The Mishnah says if it's a rove, an absolute rove, you go forward. If you don't have an absolute rove, you don't go forward. So it's looking bad for Rav. Kasha l'Rav. Amalach Rav. Rav would respond to you, Ruba avdi kulu betuma. If it's a rove, an absolute rove, so everybody does betuma, everybody will be all together in groups. Palgu palga halalu osin laatzman valalu osin laatzman. But it's 50-50. They both go on Pesach Rishon, but like in separate you know shifts or whatever. So the Gemara says Haki Nami Mistaber. So we deflected. So Rav had a question against him, and the question was deflected. So again, the question against Rav was. Rav says even if it's 50-50, they do it in Pesach Rishon. But the Mishnah says you can only do Betuma if it's a majority, an absolute majority. So the Gemara says, no, absolute majority, everybody together. But 50-50, you'll do Pesach Rishon, but in separate groups. So Hakinam Mistaber, that's logical. The Katani Seifa, because we learn in the Seifa of our Mishnah, Nitma Miyad HaKahal, if only a minority became Tamei, Tahorim O Senator Rishon and Tamein O Senator Shani. So then, if only a minority of Tamei, so then the Tamei people do it in Pesach Shani. Miyudhu da Avdi B'Shani. From there, I could deduce the opposite. This supports Rav that only when it's a minority do they do it B'Shani. Of a palgo palgo lo, the Avdi B'Rishon. So if it's 50-50, they don't do it in the Pesach Sheni. This supports me, Rav says, not a question against me, but supports me. V'Avdi B'Rishon, v'alalo osin la'atzman, v'alalo osin la'atzman. So Rav has not only, you know, defended himself from the attack, from the question on the Mishnah, he's converted the Mishnah over into a proof to his position. The Mishnah says that the only time that the Tameim do on Pesach Sheni is when they're a miyud, a minority. The implication being, if they're not a minority, if they're 50, they would do it in Pesach Rishon, which is what Rav says. Vilakash Rav Kahana. So now it's looking like a question against Rav Kahana. Now we had two Lashonos in Rav Kahana. I think the Gemara is going to take the second Lashon first. Rav Kahana said that if it's not like a rove, so he said the Torah would do it on the Rishon, and Tameim don't do it on either one. Let's take a look. He says... says Vilakash Rav Kahana. So Amalach Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana would say to you, Nitnu miyud hakahal tohorim osin and arishon, utmein osin and asheni. He says, you're right. The Mishnah says if a miyud became tamei, so then the majority does it in Pesach Rishon and the minority does it in Pesach Sheni. Hapalga upalga tohorim osin and arishon. You're right. So 50-50 is a different din, but not the way you're saying it, Rav, that they both do in Pesach Rishon. He says, Palgo Palgo, Torin Osin and Rishon, about Temeim, Inan Osin and Rishon, Loed Hasheni. But the Temeim wouldn't do it at all. So you're right, there's a different din for Palgo Palga, but not the way you, Rav, are saying. It's the way I'm saying. That's what Rav Kahana was saying. So the Gemara says, Hatenach Lishna Batra Rav Kahana. That works out well with the second Lashon of Rav Kahana. The second Lashon of Rav Kahana, he said, if it's a 50-50 split, so the Torim do it in Pesach Rishon, and the Temeim are stuck. They can't do it in Pesach Rishon because they're not a Rov, and they can't do it in Pesach Sheni because they're not a Miut. He says, Elo, Lahach Lishna to Amar of Kahana, Torim Osin and Rishon, and Temeim Osin and Sheni, my Ikla Meimar. But according to the first version of Rav Kahana, where he says that the Torim do it in the Rishon and the Temeim do it on the Sheni, my Ikla Meimar. So how are we going to fit that in now? Because our Mishnah says it's only when a Miut, you know, you could do it in Pesach Sheni, but even according to Rav Kahana, even when it's 50-50, you do it in Pesach Sheni. So he says, Amalak Rav Kahana would say to you, Hu adin dafilu palga palga nami turin osin and rishon tamein osin and sheni. In other words, even though the Mishnah says when it's a minority who are Temeim, so the Torah and people do it in Pesach Rishon and Temeim do it in Pesach Sheni. It's true, but it's even if it would be 50-50, that would be the case according to this version of Rav Kahana. V'haydi katani miyud hakahal, and the fact that the Tana taught me the case of miyud hakahal, I need the Tana Resha Rubo, since the Resha of the Mishnah, he says if Rov are Temeim, so that everybody does it in the Pesach Rishon, this Rov, Tana nami seifu miyuto. So for symmetry of language, or, you know, to say the opposite case is when the miyut. The Resha case means when the most people are Tamei, the Resha case is the miyut. But really, even if it's 50-50, according to this version of Rav Kahana, we would still be the same halacha, that the Torah would do it in Rishon and Tamei would do it in Pesach Sheni. All right? Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? All right, I'm moving on. Okay, so we're around 10 lines.
When we have the Beit HaMikdash again, will there be Pesach Sheni?
If people are Tameh, there will be.
So maybe that's why the Hasidim keep it, so you should practice and know the Dinim.
All right, okay, yeah, I understand. But like
we just learned there is a Pasuk that says that, you know?
You're right, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, and the mitzvahs will still continue on. But the issue is, what is the status of Pesach Sheni today? Then we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So
it's in abeyance, but we still need
but
to
I'm
know
saying,
what it's
like,
about.
Are you heard what I said before? Anyway, so you got the deal. Okay, let's take a look back in the Gemara. Okay, 10 lines above where it gets wide. So the Gemara says, Tani Kavati Rav Kahana Katrei Lishnei. We learn a Brisa that supports Rav. Again, Rav and Rav Kahana are both Amoraim. We learn a Brisa that supports Rav's opinion, and we learn Brises that support the two Lashonot of Rav Kahana. He says, Tani Kavati Rav. We learn a Brisa that supports Rav. Hayu Yisrael Mechset Torah and Mechset Tmeim. If Klal Yisrael were evenly divided, half Tahor, half Tameh, Halalu Osin La'atzman, Halalu Osin La'atzman. So they'll go ahead, they'll do it in Pesach Rishon, everybody will have their own Korban Pesach. That Brisa is on all fours with Rav. The Tani Kalishna Kamed Rav Kahana. And we learn a Brisa that supports the first Lashon of Rav Kahana. Haresha Yu Yisrael Mechset Tahorim Mechset Tmeim. If Klal Yisrael was 50-50, Torah and Osin at Rishon, Tmeim Osin at Asheni. Torah do Pesach Rishon, and Tmeim do Pesach Sheni. Betani Kalishna Bachad Rav Kahana. We learn a Brisa supports the second Lashon of Rav Kahana. Horatio Yisrael Mechset Torah Mechset Tmeim, if 50-50. Torah and Osin at Rishon, Utmein and Osin, Lo at Rishon, Lo at Asheni. All right. So those are three Brises that each support Rav and the two versions of Rav Kahana. Any questions so far? Okay, we're on the first wide line downstairs. Okay, now the Gemara is going to try to plug and want to know how each other opinion explains the brises that seem to be against them. Obviously, they could always say it's a machloket tanaim, but it's more preferable to reconcile the brises with their opinions if we can. And the Gemara is going to try to reconcile the opposing brises with the opinions of the other people. All right? So the Gemara says, L'Rav Lishna Batra Rav Kahana. Now, Rav holds that if it's 50-50, they both bring on the Pesach Rishon in separate groups. And the second Lashon of Rav Kahana holds that the Tahorim bring on Pesach Rishon and Tmeim are out the door. So the Rav Lishna Bachad Rav Kahana Hadatana Tahorim Osin and Rishon with Tmeim and Asheni Heichim et Harzila. How will they explain the Brisa that says that when it's 50-50, Tahorim do it on Pesach Rishon and Tmeim do it on Pesach Sheni? Again, Rav says that everybody's in Pesach Rishon, and the second version of Rav Kahana says only the Torah do the Pesach Rishon, and nobody's doing the Pesach Sheni. So so each one of those opinions hold nobody does it on Pesach Sheni, and this Brisa says that people do it on Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, all right, Kigon Shu Yisrael Mechset Torah Mechset Tmeim. He says they'll explain that Brisa is talking about it was a 50-50 split. But the majority of men were Tahorim. And there was a dividing by gender. So the majority of men, don't look at me that way, Fern. The majority of men were Tahorim, but the absolute numbers were 50-50. So he says, V'nashim mashlimot l'tmeim. So if I only look at the men, mostly Tahorim. But then if I take account of the women, now it's a 50-50 split. I guess more of the women were Tameh than Tahor. So he says, the Kasavar, the Tana of this Brisa holds, Nashim Rishon Rishut. The Tana of the Brisa holds that women on Pesach Rishon, it's just optional. They're not obligated to bring the Korban Pesach. He says, and we'll see, it's a Sugya on Sadi Aleph. So we'll see when we get to the Sugya about women with Pesach Rishon. It's Machloket Tanayim. Dal Nashim Mitameim. So when we pull women out of the equation, so in other words, you're right, the gross amount is 50-50. But more men were Tahorim than Tmeim. So we pull women out of the equation. He says, Vahabudhu Tmeim Miuta. So the Tmeim are just, when looking at the men, is a Miut. He says, Umiuta Yidhu the Pesach Sheni. So they get pushed over to Pesach Sheni. So that's the way they'll explain that Brisa. Okay? So the Brisa, again, seemed like it was a problem because it's 50-50 people doing Pesach Sheni. According to Rav, everybody's doing Pesach Rishon. According to Rav Kahana, nobody's doing Pesach Sheni. And the Brisa says, the Tmeim are going to Pesach Sheni. So we said, the Brisa is talking about, no, really, most of the men were Torah, most of them, and the minority were Tmeim. But with the women, that's why it says 50-50. All right, that's the way that they're able to reconcile it. Okay, any questions on that, Brisa?
Why can't you say that Brisa was talking about just a regular case, that minority was tame?
That's what the Gemara is saying.
We're saying it's 50-50, and then that's what we're saying. Really 50-50, you just take out the woman.
That's what we said, right?
I'm just saying, just say, forget woman or men, everyone, just the minority of the total was...
No. But the Brisa...
I know, Yosef. Just make the women tameyot.
No. Let's get...
That's not what I said.
Okay. If you look at the top line, the first wide line in the Gemara, the language of the Brisa is... not that language. It says... The language of the Brisa is where it was 50-50. Where is it? He says, 1 minute. In other words, the language of the Brisa is where it's mechza al mechza. That's the language of the Brisa. Let me get the language of the Brisa. He says, yeah, if you look five lines above where it gets wide near the asterisk, Haresha Yisrael mechza torim mechza temeim. Torim osin arishon, temeim osin arishani. That's the Brisa we're talking about. So how do you explain that Brisa that says 50-50?
I got it. So the Brisa is talking about when it's 50-50.
Right. It's 50-50 on the gross level, but really the men were more Tohorim. Okay. Let's go. Everybody mute themselves again. I'm going forward. Okay. All right. Now, Now on the fourth wide line. Now the Rav, Ulishna Kamad Rav Kahana. Now again, Rav holds everybody's doing Pesach Rishon. And the first lashon of Rav Kahana is that they're doing Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. He says, "Hadatanya Torah Mosin Rishon Utmein Enosin Lo at a Rishon Velo at a Sheni Heichim Itarzi Lo." In other words, how will the other opinions explain the Brisa that says nobody's going to do Pesach Sheni? So Rav Mitarzi Lo, Rav will explain that Brisa. And again, Rav holds when it's Mechsa Mechsa 50-50, everybody does Pesach Rishon in separate groups. This Brisa says 50-50, the Torah are going to do Pesach Rishon, and nobody's going to do Pesach Sheni. The Tzmeim aren't going to do either one. So Rav Mentaritz Law. Now, Rav is going to explain that he says it's going to be the males were evenly divided. Everything's going with the genders. That's the way we're going to get out of this. It says Rav Mentaritz Law, Gosha Yusel Mechsa Tzmeim U Mechsa Tohorim. So it was a 50-50 split on the men. But the women, when you add the women, there are more tahorim than tameim. The more tahorim than tameim. The kasav are nashim barishon chova uvisheni rishut. This Tana holds that women are obligated in Pesach Rishon and only optional on Pesach Sheni. He says, so if they're obligated in Pesach Rishon, so for Pesach Rishon, a majority of people are Tahorim. We're doing that in a state of Tara. But for Pesach Sheni, you take women out of the equation. So then it's going to be 50-50. And then the people who are Tame can't do it on Pesach Sheni. So he says here, Nash Rishon Uvesheni Rishut, Barishon Lo Avdi, David Le Miut. So the Tmeim can't do it in Pesach Rishon because they're a Miut. Umiut Lo Avdi Barishon. Uvesheni lo avdi, they can't do it on Sheni, on the second. Dal nashaminayu, when we pull the women out of the equation for Pesach Sheni, v'havalu palga upalga, now it's 50-50, upalga lo avdi b'sheni. So half can't do Pesach Sheni. Half should do Pesach Rishon. That's the way Rav's going to explain it. Okay? I only have a few minutes. Let me go further. Okay, I'll pause in a little bit. Now, Ularav Kahana da'amar, Palganami Abdi Bashani. Now, according to the first version of Rav Kahana, he says a 50-50 that they all do the Shani, Hachim Taritz Law. This is the way that Rav Kahana will explain this Brisa. That he's going to explain it is that the majority of the men were Tame. Kigonsha Yusel Mechsator and Mechsatameim. Really, the men were more Tame than the women. But the Nashimashli Motha Torim, women fill up on the Torim scale to make it 50-50. And he holds, Tana holds that women on Pesach Rishon are obligated. Uvesheni Rishut. But Rishon lo avdi, so Tmeim, don't do it in Rishon, to have upalga upalga. Upalga Rishon lo avdi. So according to Rav Kahana, 1 second. Yeah. So this is the first version of Rav Kahana, right? Let me just go over the one second. Let me go over it one second. Yeah. So according to the first version of Rav Kahana, the Torim do it on Pesach Rishon and Tmeim do it on Pesach Sheni, right? Okay, that's the first version of Rav Kahana. So he says here, Sheni Rishut, but Rishon lo avdi, so the Tmeim can't do Rishon, the Havalu Palgu, Palgu Rishon lo avdi. B'sheni nami lo avdi, they can't do it in Pesach Sheni, Dal Nashiminayhu, Minat Tahorim, Havalu Tmeim Ruba. So now I pull women out of the equation for Pesach Sheni, because they're Rishus on Pesach Sheni. Then the Tmeim are really the majority. Veruba lo avdi b'sheni. The Rove can't do it in Pesach Sheni. All right, I only have a few minutes. Just
let me what is the source?
Just give me a few lines, okay? Now, the Gemara says, on the last narrow line, last medium wide line, Rav Kahana hadatanya, Horatio Yisrael mechzatorim mechzatmeim, halo osin la'atzman, halo osin la'atzman, heichi mitaritzla. How Rav Kahana explained the Braisa that says that both the Tmeim and the Tahorim, when it's 50-50, you'll do Pesach Rishon. So the Gemara says, Amalak Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana would say to you, Tanaihi. That, I have to admit, it's Machloket Tanaim. That Braisa does not go according to me. Ikalamandamar Mechsa Mechsa Karov. There is an opinion, I concede, that holds like Rav, the Mechsa Mechsa, each one Mechsa's Karov. Ikalamandamar Mechsa Mechsa Eno Karov. Okay, what do you want to say, Fern, quickly? Chop, chop.
What's the source for saying that women are chova on Pesach Rishon?
Yeah. Wait till Daf Tzadi Aleph. On Daf Tzadi Aleph, the sugya. When we go over there, we'll see. Okay. Okay. So be patient. So it's only 12 days from now. 12 days from now. Okay. Now, all right. Let me just wrap up the Daf now. Okay. Now, all right, now we're three lines from the bottom. Gufa, so the Gemara quotes the Bryce that we quoted before, but more fully. Horatio Yisrael Mechsa Torah, Mechsa Tmeim, if it's 50-50, Halalu Osim Lasman, Halalu Osim Lasman, like Rav. Hayu Tmeim Otvin Lal Tahorim, if they're more Tame people, Afilu Echad, even if it's by one. So if it's 51, my example, 100 Jews, 51 Tahorim, 51 Tmeim, 49 Tahorim. He says, Yasu Betuma. Everybody does it in a state of Tuma. Lepishen Korim and Sibor Chaluk. The Korim and Sibor isn't divided into different groups. Reb Lazar ben Matya Omer, Ein HaYachid Machreid at Sibor the Tuma. The Reb Lazar ben Matya says, one person is not enough to create, to say that now the majority is Betuma. Shenamar, on the top line on Pei Amin Aleph, Lo tuchal lizboch ra pasach b'chad sharecha. So he says, you can't bring the Korim Pesach b'chad sharecha, means in the gate of one of your towns, but take out the word sharecha, and the way he understands that one person can't sway the amount for the Korban Pesach. So presumably, I would still view it as mechza mechza. So if it's 51 Tmeim and 49 Tahorim, I would still view it as 50-50. He says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Shevet Echad Tamei, Ushar Kol Shvatim Tahorim. Rabbi Shimon says, and it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, even if one Shevet, if Klal Yisrael is Tamei, let's say Shevet Zvulun, they're all Tamei. All the other Shvatim are Tahorim. So in essence, Klal Yisrael is 90% of Klal Yisrael really Tahorim. Just one Shevet is Tamei, he says, and he says, Halalu Osin La'atzman, Halalu Osin La'atzman. Everybody will bring in Pesach Rishon, but we'll have a special session for Shevet Zvulun. He says, My Taima, the Reb Shimon, Ksavar Shevet Echad Ikri Kahal. Reb Shimon holds that one Shevet is called a Kahal. And he says, like, means when Hashem speaks to Yaakov, he's going to say in a minute, Rashi brings down, Hashem speaks to Yaakov, he says, and he only has one son left who's going to be born. Binyamin, he says, Goyu ka goyim yemi mecha. In other words, you'll have a kahal coming from you in the future. And that's referring to Binyamin, but it means even one shevet is called a kahal. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu shevet echad tamei, Ushrak hoshvat ben tohorim. Rabbi Yehuda says the same fact scenario, Ya'asu betuma. He says that everybody will bring together in a state of tuma. He says, She'ain korban sibor chaluk. Korban sibor isn't divided up. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Shevet Echad Ikri Kahal, he holds that one Shevet is considered to be a Kahal, Bavlu Palgu Palga, it's a 50-50 split, Bein Korban Sibur Chaluk, Ba'avdi Kulu Betuma, and everybody does it in a state of Tuma. All right, that seems more like, okay, so, all right, so, so, the, Okay, so that's the daf for tonight. Okay, who's the questions, comments, thoughts, and anything I did so far tonight? All right, let me in again. The learning tonight was Lilui Neshama of Gina Aronoff's father, Eliyahu Ben David, Zechrono Levracha, and we thank Gabriel for sponsoring the Daf Yomi tonight. Okay, let me end the recording.